You're listening to the WHO podcast, and my name is Veronica Remo. In this episode, we look at how clean hands can prevent the spread of disease. Clean hands means safer healthcare. This is true in an intensive care unit in a sophisticated urban hospital, a crowded ward in a rural area, or a home in the developing world where a baby is being delivered. Outbreaks of infections such as MRSA are increasingly frequent in hospitals and healthcare facilities everywhere. The influenza pandemic highlighted the necessity for hand hygiene as a key prevention measure. The WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands campaign invites healthcare workers, hospitals and organisations around the world to actively promote improved hand hygiene to reduce infections. WHO's Director General Dr. Margaret Chan explains how a simple procedure can significantly reduce superbug infections and thus improve the health of patients.
Reports from Europe and the USA alone indicated that around 6 million patients are affected by such infections each year. This means extra illness, extra costs, and extra needless deaths. As a preventive strategy, clean hands among healthcare workers sounds like such a simple and straightforward measure. But this simplicity is deceptive. In reality, what seems like a common sense solution has required a vigorous scientific approach to understand how infections spread in healthcare settings. The role of cross-transmission by contaminated hands and environments, and the best ways to eliminate this risk. Today, we know for certain that a procedure that takes only 20 to 30 seconds can, when performed according to WHO recommendations, significantly reduce the harm to patients caused by healthcare-associated infections.
In 2009, WHO issued guidelines for hand hygiene in healthcare environments, which have been distributed with a toolkit to both developed and developing countries around the world. Professor Didier Pitté, who leads the WHO First Global Patient Safety Challenge, Clean Care is Safer Care, tells us how these visual aids are being used.
These tools are aimed at improving patient safety at a vital point, which is the point of care. To facilitate action, the innovative WHO My 5 Moments for Hand Hygiene approach is proposed to help you to understand the right times to take hand hygiene actions.
The 5th of May is a call to action. It is simple to remember. 5-5, 5th of May every year. The 5 Moments for Hand Hygiene recommends healthcare workers to clean their hands 1. Before touching a patient, 2. Before aseptic procedures, 3. After being exposed to a patient's body fluids, 4. After touching a patient, and 5. After touching the patient's surroundings. On the 5th of May 2010, the WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands campaign celebrated its second annual global call to action. To date, more than 11,500 healthcare facilities from around the world have registered their commitment to improving hand hygiene, representing over 6.5 million healthcare workers and 2.7 million patient beds. Dr. Emir Shesiagli works at the National Centre for Epidemiology in Budapest, an institution in charge of coordinating all the infection prevention and control activities in Hungary. Since 2004, the centre has been tracking surgical and site infection rates. She tells us that infection rates in Hungary are significantly higher than those in many countries in Europe and the US. The country has recently launched activities to improve hand hygiene in hospitals and health centres.
The objectives of the campaign are, first of all, to raise awareness of the role and the importance of hand hygiene in prevention of healthcare-associated infections. then to improve knowledge of healthcare workers to perform correct hand hygiene and thus to improve hand hygiene in Hungary. And we used again all the tools provided by WHO, why, how, when. And we would like to make popular and familiar to each healthcare worker my 5 moments for hand hygiene. And we also plan to print posters and leaflets on this.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. If you would like more information about the Clean Your Hands campaign, please see the links at the bottom of the transcript page. For the World Health Organization, this is Veronica Riemer in Geneva.